Welcome back to Up to the Minors. I'm your host, Connor Ramson, and with me, as always, he's the Women's World Championships to my Stanley Cup playoffs. It is TJ Rust, everybody.
Oh, we actually looked into going to one of the games.
They're playing right now. The tickets were shockingly expensive.
That's what we said. That's exactly what we said, which I know
like is... Leaf tickets.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you're like, all right, it's the best of the best in, right? It's the best of the best. Am I wrong?
It is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the best that, well, but sometimes with the women's tournaments, I know there's like different, like.
Yeah, no, it's the best of the best.
Okay, fair enough.
So it's I know what you're talking about, but yeah.
Right, exactly. There's like different leagues, but it's the best of the best. We looked into tickets. It's not cheap. A buddy of mine from work went to the Hungary-Finland game.
Oh, yeah, you can do stuff like that. I want to see Canada.
Well, but he's Hungarian. His wife is Hungarian.
Oh, that's cool.
So they went, and they said they had a great time. And
I'm sure they did.
It's good hockey.
That's a good arena to watch hockey in, too. I've seen some games there, and that's a nice place.
Is that the what's the stadium? CAA?
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I used to go to boxing matches there and stuff sometimes. It was nice. It's a good place.
Yeah? Boxing?
Yeah. Canada's playing the USA right now. They're tied 1-1.
Is it the final, or is it the semifinal? Oh, it's the final.
No. Very exciting. Unfortunately, we're going to miss it because we have to talk about the Stanley Cup playoffs, because this is, you know, possibly the most fun podcast of the year.
Well, it's funny. You say the most fun, but for me, I've been a nervous wreck for a week.
Well, it is the only podcast where I make you do actual work. So
that's actually a good point.
Part of it.
That's also why I'm nervous as hell.
But
the
first week of the playoffs is the best week of the playoffs.
The first week is the best. The first round.
Yes, the first round.
Like, as an objective hockey fan, the first round is always fantastic.
Oh, I think everybody says that.
Right.
Yeah. It just is.
That's the point. Is it's not like you're saying that to be different. It's the fact.
Yeah. There's so much hockey happening.
There's so much hockey. There's two games a night.
Yeah. At least.
At least. Probably three. And it's kind of a shit show in the sense where everybody's coming in from these different sections of their season, where like Florida's hot as a pistol and Tampa's kind of down, and the Islanders were kind of trying to figure it out near the end, but got in. And I'm picking only East because that's all I'm looking at now. But it's everybody's coming into this first round a little bit wonky.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's how it is every year. And also, like, I like it because it's just chaos. Like, so much stuff happens all at once that, yes, like, you almost can't keep track of all of it. But also, like, you want to keep track of all of it because, like, you really want, like, it all matters now. It's like you want to know what's happening. But, like, you could have, like, at the same time, you're like, oh, Winnipeg just scored 3 goals. Oh, my God. Like, Leon Draisaitl just blew out his knee and he's done for the year. Like, you know.
Well, it brings me back to, like, the Montreal series against in the bubble. Was that the bubble or was that the Canadian League? It was the bubble.
Those are the same thing.
You're right. I know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Where like Tavares got his head dinged. And
yes,
you're like, holy crap, but there's still 3 more games to go in that night. And yeah. I'm sure anybody that wasn't a Leafs fan is like, holy, like their captain's out. And, you know, my team's still got to play and it's the first game. So if that happens to their captain, anything can happen to any of my, like, it really is a shit show in the sense where like Boston can come into this game and Tkachuk can run Allmark and take him out. Like
it could totally happen.
I'm saying it as like a, you know, a theory or like something that a possibility, but if that happens in real life, nobody's going to be shocked.
No, it's going to be like you're going to be like, well, yeah, I guess that was one of the things that could have happened in this series.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, listen, as we know on this podcast, very famously, the Tampa Bay Lightning got swept by the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Facts.
So if that can happen, anything can happen. Boston could get swept by Florida, and that would be less surprising than Columbus sweeping Tampa.
And that is what everybody always brings up is, yeah, Tampa was the president's choice winner.
Yep. President's choice winner. Right.
You know, jeez. Did you see that guy? Did you see, you know,
a massive dweeb.
Totally going off topic. He was in front of the parliament in Canada.
Yeah.
for his record breaking. Like it turns out he is like the CEO of Loblaws.
Yes.
Like I thought he was just like a spokes guy, but
No. Yeah, he's yes. Yeah.
Like when I saw him in a suit in front of like the all the parliament people like being grilled, I was like, aren't you just Jared from Subway? Like why are you getting grilled?
Someday I will lay that dude out.
He's just such a nerd.
I know. And then and just screwing people and whatever.
Yeah. That's a whole other podcast. But he is a dweeb. How did I get here?
You were talking. This is why I don't let you drink and podcast. But you were talking about how Tampa won the President's Choice Trophy, and then
that's it.
Which I'm going to call it now, probably forever.
It's a good one. So they won the President's Trophy, and everybody was like, "This is a great team. It's one of the best teams in history," which is what they said. It is what they said.
And ended up being true. Eventually.
Eventually. Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Eventually.
They did win two back-to-back cups.
But then that year, it was not true.
Yep. Absolutely.
And you know, it was not true for one series, but that's enough to not, like...
It's all you need.
That's all you need. So... You're right about Boston. You just need
to be bad 4 out of 7 games.
You're right. You're right about Boston, and it could all go to shit in 4 games for them. But I don't know. I guess you look at like how the team is structured, and I guess we said the same thing about Tampa. But it's going to be interesting.
We'll do our best.
Yes,
because there's no good way to actually predict any of these series because hockey is nonsense.
Did I ever tell you when we were in college? We did the bracket challenge. So I think it was like one of the first years that the bracket challenges came out, like online.
Yeah.
And our whole floor did it. We got me and a bunch of the guys got everybody on the floor to do it. Like even like some of the guys and girls who didn't watch hockey.
Yeah.
And this one girl, she picked every team based on the logo that she liked the most.
Awesome.
She won the whole thing.
That's a great idea. Of course.
She won. She got the most points. I'm pretty sure she predicted the Stanley Cup final right. I just think she got the winner wrong.
Hockey is nonsense.
That's all
there is to it.
Yeah.
It's so much of it is luck. And so much of it is injury based as well.
Yeah.
And goalies and so on.
Goalies are one of the biggest factors. But yes.
Yeah. And so like, you know, you just end up at a place where there's really no way of telling what's going to happen.
Well, it's why, like, so gambling is so big in hockey.
It is.
Gambling is big in life, but, like, I feel like it's gotten bigger in hockey in the last two years even. Maybe even, like, year.
Since they legalized gambling in Canada.
Yeah. So it's, it's the one sport that I don't bet, but it's the one sport that I would never bet.
I don't bet hockey very often, and I say that as a semi-degenerate.
But that's what I'm saying is like I don't bet, and I might
not as far. I like betting.
If I was going to bet something, I would bet like a Premier League game, or I would bet an NFL game because I can, you know, you can kind of figure it out. But with hockey, I would never bet on hockey.
I never feel confident betting on hockey.
No,
ever in any way.
It's such a crapshoot.
Yeah. Well, speaking of a crapshoot, let's talk about whether or not the Leafs are going to perform to their capabilities in the first round. Let's just get right into it. Let's do it. I'm ready to be hurt again.
I think this is going to be good for me because like I said, it's been a week of anxiety, and I still have basically 2 more days to go.
Yep. Wow. 2 more days till the real anxiety starts.
Right. That's a good point. That's a really good point.
So let's talk about it. Last year, these teams played each other, and it has also been incredibly obvious that they were going to rematch since, like, forever.
Yeah, it's funny. When everybody started talking about the Leafs having to play Tampa in, like, January again, in my head, because I didn't really start checking the standings till like, I would say... maybe late early March.
Yeah.
Like I would, because I try to stay away from the standings because it doesn't matter. There's so many games.
It doesn't matter.
So much can change. I don't like to touch even for players. I'm like, unless somebody's like McDavid, I would check once in a while because I'm like, oh wow, he's having a crazy season.
Mm-hmm.
But like the standings, I'm like, it doesn't matter until it was like you started hearing about playoff. After the first team clinched, after Boston clinched, I was like, I'm going to start keeping an eye on it. Because mm-hmm. then you're like, okay, we're starting to see the playoff picture develop. We're starting to see which teams are going to be in and out. It was pretty obvious that Boston was going to be in early, and it was pretty obvious that Anaheim was never going to make it.
Yes.
So those, like, it's the in-between where you're like, I'm going to let those teams figure it out. And then when it's getting closer to the end, I want to really hone in on who's going where. But I mean, when they started talking about us playing Tampa in January, I was like, really? Mm-hmm. Like, how do we know? But it seems like they were right on track to hit these points. And I mean, it played out that way. I'm kind of shocked at the beginning in January when they were like, we're going to play them. But I mean, now it just seemed inevitable.
It's just looked like that all year. Last year, I think this is important, and I want to point this out because the Athletic has the Leafs favored at 63%. I think they were approximately at that number last year. But I think what's important is that the Leafs are better than they were last year, and Tampa are not as good as they were last year.
Yep.
And I'm not entirely sure if that's going to matter or not, which is what worries me.
Yeah. No, it's the one. It's, I mean, we look at all these matchups with all the different teams, and I mean, some of these I would say are slam dunks.
Mm-hmm.
Like Boston, Florida might be a slam dunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Colorado, Seattle might be a slam dunk.
Yeah.
I mean, even if like there's ones where you go down like Winnipeg, Golden Knights, like pretty much a slam dunk. Leafs in Tampa, again, it's kind of going back to the betting conversation. It's a bit of a crapshoot.
I have no idea. And like, it sucks because the Leafs are, I did a pretty big deep dive into this, and the Leafs are the better team in pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Except, goaltending, obviously. But basically everywhere else, the Leafs are the better team. They have the puck more, they score more goals. They get better chances. They give up less goals. They give up less bad chances. They have a better power play. They have a better penalty kill. They're playing better recently since Tampa's been really actually terrible for the last couple months or so. But yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just because they're Tampa. Like, if this was another team, honestly, like almost any other team who was coming in, I'd just be like, well, the Leafs are better than them, as we've learned over the whole season. And that doesn't mean that they're going to win, obviously, as we've seen many times before. But I would at least feel like, okay, if these two teams are playing their best, the Leafs are definitely better. But because Tampa has, since that famous Columbus Blue Jackets sweep, just phoned in huge chunks of the regular season for years now.
Yeah.
I just don't know how much
it's not. What do they call it? It's not a good sample size. It's not a fair sample of what they can do.
It's
because
not.
At a certain point they give up.
And we knew this last year, and we talked about this last year, and we were right. Because when the series happened, they looked like Tampa. And then they went all the way to the conference or the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like they're probably about to do the same thing this time.
Well,
not necessarily all the way to the final or even win the series. But I mean, in terms of like, they've looked terrible for like 3 months. They're going to look terrible.
Anybody that comes in, like anybody that is outside of the game and comes into this and goes, Tampa's going to get swept. They're mm-hmm. wrong. They're 100% wrong. You have not watched this team play for the last 3 years. Yeah. You have no idea what they're capable of in the playoffs. And I don't want to be that guy, but it seems like their two options for the Leafs to play in the playoffs are Tampa or Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those teams, and I'm not a religious man. I don't believe in ghosts, but both those teams have the Leafs number.
A little bit, I guess. I mean, I'm not sure Tampa does.
what happened last year? We were up 3-2.
Yeah, and they won a fluky overtime game, and then they won a game 7 where the Leafs got a goal called back on a really bad penalty call.
Okay, so you think so? Okay, but so
I don't think they're like, I think Boston has the Leafs number a little bit in that, yes, like, they play them a certain way that the Leafs have a hard time with. I don't think Tampa does. I think they just played a 50-50 series and Tampa won.
So you, okay, fair enough. I guess you're saying, like, because it is a one, it's a one series, technically one game that they bested us in. I guess it's just so fresh and scarring that I can't.
And we beat Tampa most of the times when we play them.
Well, the series was split. What? Did they? How many games did they win against the Tampa? Was it 3-1?
Yeah.
This year it was 3-1 or 2-1. I think it was, they played 3-1. Four games, right?
Yeah, I think it was 3-1.
Because it was the overtime, and it was. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. It's all right. Fair enough.
We also just beat them in a game where they actually tried to win and played all their best players and the Leafs.
No, we had Matthews and Marner. I know.
And they won anyway. So, like, I don't know. I'm not saying, like, the Leafs are going to win. I don't think that Tampa is, like, the team who just matches up with them in a certain way that they can't deal with. I think that's Boston. I don't think that's Tampa.
And I'm not trying to skip to the end of the story here, but can I ask?
What?
Who do you think wins? What's your pick?
I'm picking the Leafs.
You're picking the Leafs. In how many games?
6.
That's exactly what I got.
Yeah. I think they're better. I think they're better everywhere. Especially, like, when I really went through what's been going on with Tampa, it seems like they just won too much for their own good, basically. Which obviously is not a thing. But, like, they, when you win and you succeed because you have all these great players in a salary cap league, you have to lose these great players because other teams want them and want to pay them and will pay them more than you're going to pay them.
Yeah.
And so Tampa's lost an absolute shit ton of talent over the years because of that. And then on top of that, you take into account that Tampa plays over 100 games every single year for 3 years in a row, and that a lot of their players have suffered massive, serious injuries, like Steven Stamkos and Victor Hedman and Nikita Kucherov. Even,
yeah, Kucherov, he was out for a whole, yeah.
And then you look at, like I, here's the thing. Like, I don't know if you've looked really closely at the Tampa Bay lineup, but this is not even the Tampa Bay lineup that they had last year, where there's, like, Andre Palat and, like, you know, Ruda and McDonough. Like,
well, the, I mean,
they're playing Nick Perbix as Victor Hedman's partner. They have a D pairing of Ian Cole and Zach Bogosian. Their second line center is Nick Paul. They have a guy named...
Is he really their second line center? Yep. Who was it last year?
It was Cirelli. But Cirelli's been injured and not great, and they're playing Paul up with Stamkos.
I wasn't sure who was...
They're playing Cirelli on the third line with a guy named Michael Essebont.
Yes, no, because I do.
Yeah, he's a real person, apparently.
They're playing a lot of guys that we've never heard of. But then again, they did that with a few people before that, like not Cal Foot, but Cal Foot was in the game. Didn't they do that with a few guys early on? Like, let's be honest, Goudreau and Cirelli were kind of no names until they started killing it.
Oh, you mean Point? Yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, I don't know. This team is a lot weaker than a lot of the teams that we've seen.
Yeah.
Like, a lot weaker. They're playing a lot worse guys. They're missing, like, think about it this way. Like, on that top line this year is Brandon Hagel, who was on their third line last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he's there is not because he got way better. It's because they lost Andre Palat, and he's on New Jersey now. Right. Like, that's not that hurts a lot.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Is he playing? Is Andre Palat still hurt?
I don't know, but we'll get to that in the
next one, when
we talk about them. But, like, they're just weaker. They're missing a ton of guys that they used to have. They went and did their stupid trade that we made fun of for Tanner Jeannot, who then, like, broke his leg and, like, isn't playing.
I did hear about it. Yeah, I know.
He's just not going to be there at all. They don't have, like, any depth. really at all.
Oh my God.
Whereas the Leafs like might not start Matthew Knies and they might not start like Timothy Liljegren. And like if guys get hurt, they're going to throw good players in.
Yes. Yes. I don't know how you had this planned out, but I don't think Liljegren's going to play.
Probably not, but like guys get hurt in the playoffs all the time.
But that the insurance is nice to have.
Yeah.
And even with Knies, I've haven't hated his game.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, if Yarncroke, Bunting, somebody like, and I know this is getting ahead of ourselves, I could see Bunting getting suspended in this playoff series. I just do. I could see it happening.
Yep.
And Knies might be a great replacement.
Yeah, something like that, exactly. Yeah, and right. On the other side of this, every single good player Tampa loses is not getting replaced with a good player. They don't have any good players. They don't even have enough good players to make a full 18-man roster. Like, they don't even have 18 good players. The Leafs have, like, 23.
Yeah.
Like, the Leafs could have three defensemen get injured, and we're like, oh, no, I guess we have to play NHL defenseman Connor Timmins.
Who is left wing, fourth line?
Fourth line, left wing, Connor Timmins. If like Tampa gets three defensemen injured, like I don't know who the guy they're going to play is, but like he's going to be some guy no one's ever heard of.
Yeah. And I don't, I mean, obviously the Leafs might have looked at this as their best because it's like we said, they knew they were, everybody knew besides me because I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Knew they were going to play Tampa 6 months ago.
Yes.
So I'm sure Kyle Dubas and Brendan Shanahan realized that, and they realized they looked at Tampa and they go, they're weak.
Yeah.
They're not the best version of Tampa we have seen over the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Let's go for it.
Let's take advantage of it.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Bruins are the best version of the Bruins, but we'll talk about that if and when the Leafs make the second round.
Oh my God. That's the thing is my girlfriend was like, oh, she made a bracket up to the minor bracket, sign up. She was like, they're not going to beat the Bruins. No one's going to beat the Bruins.
Yeah.
And she, I mean, it is a, I'm more, let's beat Tampa.
Yeah. One thing at a time here.
One thing at a time.
If for all we know, Boston won't even be there when we get there.
That's what I said. I was like, who knows? Florida, they're lunatics.
Stranger things have happened.
Stranger things have happened.
So let's talk about what Tampa do and how they might win and match up against the Leafs. Hedman and Perbix is their number one D pair. I just want to start with their defense because it's the weirdest part. Hedman and Perbix is their number one D pair. This is the classic like Victor Hedman plus random pairing that they've been running for pretty much Victor Hedman's entire career.
Well, because he can carry them.
And he's fine. And that pair will probably play against like Austin Matthews and Mitch Marner like an absolute ton. And
they're going to have to like,
and Victor Hedman will either look like young Victor Hedman and they'll be fine, or he'll look like injured Victor Hedman. And he's going to explode because he's been getting dinged up pretty bad and he's getting older. And like, we're getting close to we're not at the point where he's not great because he is actually still absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
But I don't think we're at the point where we were like 2 years ago, where he was obviously by far the best defenseman in the entire NHL.
Well, let me tell you this. After this series, I'll tell you if it still is, because I don't know 100%. I have heard that. I have heard that he might have dropped off. Well, I mean, like, if the Norris conversation is Carlson, Fox, McCarr, and Morrissey, that's the other guy. That's what I was thinking of. Like, Hedman is dropped off, and that's honestly just based on points. That's not even based on like defensive play. Yeah. That's based on points. But that was, I mean, Hedman was up there.
Oh yeah, forever.
Back like like 2-3 years ago, he was up there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that have to do with Tampa not playing as strong as they have in the years past? Maybe, but I'll tell you after this series if Hedman is still the Hedman from 3 years ago. But
I mean, and not only does he have to do that, but this is actually going to be even harder for him than it used to be, because Perbix is not as good as Jan Ruda. who was who he had last year.
Yeah.
So he's actually going to have to match up with an even more difficult Leafs lineup with with a worse partner than he had to carry last time. Then their second pairing, this again, it shows like how they're just not as good as they were last year. It used to be McDonough and Chernak, and now it's Sergachev and Chernak, which doesn't actually sound worse at all.
It's, but yeah,
I don't the reason Tampa's defense was so good last year
is because
they had one of Hedman, McDonough, and Sergachev on all three pairs.
Yeah.
And this year they have that Sergachev-Chernak pair, which is probably just as good as the McDonough-Chernak pair. But now they have Cole and Bogosian instead of Sergachev and Bogosian. Yeah. And that is that third pair. I mean, that's a third pair that the Leafs can just ruin if they get their top line out against it, which isn't true if, you know, Mikhail Sergachev is there.
Well, I mean, Cole is a sexual predator, as we know.
That's true. Yeah. He's also a terrible person.
I don't actually know if that's true. So we might
Bogosian's a good person.
Yes. But Bogosian also pretended COVID wasn't real and hated Canada.
Is that true? I didn't remember that.
Yeah. He was. That's why he left.
Oh. Well, he seemed nice. That's sad.
What did he do? Yeah. He was like, I'm going to go to Florida where there are no restrictions.
Yeah, well, I mean, he won cups, so
No, I'm not going to argue with him. But I think that was his train of thought. But I think Kyle Dubas looked at that and went, our defense can stack up to a lot of teams in the NHL right now, and with Tampa being not depleted, but look, when you trade Ryan McDonagh to Nashville.
For nothing.
Yeah. You and that, like, I think that you kind of not give up, but you're exposing a weakness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Like, and the Leafs go, okay, we fill up our third line so we can expose that third D pair. It's kind of smart.
Yeah. You also have going in their forward lineups too. They their top line is Hagel, Point, Kucherov, but they often play Stamkos at left wing with those guys too.
Yes.
So they'll often just load it up completely and go Stamkos, Point, Kucherov.
Yeah.
Now, in the past, that would be a big problem for the Leafs. Now, it seems like you could probably just double up the centers and go like O'Reilly, Tavares, Marner, or O'Reilly, Matthews, Marner. And then you can just hang with that and not really worry if you're the Leafs. And well, so that is a pretty big thing.
That's like the debate going into this first game.
Yeah.
Is what's the lineup going to be?
How do you do it? And I think, honestly, I think with both Cooper and with Keith, I just wouldn't worry too much about what the lineup they set for the first game is, because it's going to change probably before second period.
Well, exactly. That's literally what I was going to say is, you could see even with every game that the Leafs have played going into the last month, there is new lines every shift.
Yeah.
They put out the lines, and I think we did it like last episode or two episodes ago where you read the lines out.
Yeah.
And it's not the same as it is three shifts in.
Yeah.
Because he goes nuts.
Yeah. And so does Cooper. So I think it's
going to be... No, I think... Yes, yes.
I just wouldn't even, think about it too much. Because the way that the way they're going to match up and the way they're going to do it is going to be happening during the games. And, during the games, we'll know if it's working or not. But...
You look at the... Well, and there's a lot of debate about just leaving the lines as is so they can create chemistry. Mm-hmm. But I think if the other guy is doing that too...
Yeah.
You like... coaching, as much as people like to go, they don't have as much of effect on the game. I don't know. I've never played hockey where there's a coach behind the bench. I've played shinny, but I think they have a lot of influence on the game.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely.
I think them matching people up, I think them picking who's going to be on whose line has a lot to do. So I think Keith has his work cut out for him to not get out coached by Cooper.
Yeah.
Who is balding. Yeah. I like
getting
his rough. Hair. His he looks like Obama after like his.
It's getting tough. Like,
it's gray. It's gone.
Yeah,
I remember him when we first like even last year. He looked like he had a decent amount of head of hair.
Yeah, it's been a rough. It's been a rough year. It looks like.
Yeah, something must have happened. I think he's getting divorced. I don't know.
The other thing that there's two other things, and one of them is pro Leafs, and one of them is pro Tampa. That I think will probably have a big impact on this series. The third line for Tampa right now is either Colton Cirelli Essaymond or Colton Paul Essaymond, right. Which either one. I mean, when Tampa won the Cup 2 years ago, their third line was Yanni Gourde, Barkley Goodrow, and Blake Coleman. And now we're here.
Who all make like over $4 million.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
On three different teams.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yep. That's what happens. And I think that's going to be a big advantage for the Leafs that Tampa hasn't done quite as good a job of replacing that depth.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yes. Yes. Sorry. Yeah. Yes.
And as for Tampa, I mean, here's the big thing that could ruin all of this pretty easily. Andre Vasilevsky could just win this series if he wants.
We haven't even brought him up.
I love the guy. I've really enjoyed having him as a Maple Leaf. But Ilya Samsonov could also just lose this series.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
I mean, we've never, like, his playoff results haven't been great in his career. And we've never really seen him be the guy to this type of degree that they're going to be asking him to. And Matt Murray is not even practicing.
No. Matt Murray's not playing.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to be Wohl on the bench. It's going to be Samsonov and net. I 100% agree with you, but
he's been great.
He's been fantastic. It's like when Freddie Anderson was playing.
Yeah.
It's all we got.
Mm-hmm.
The other option was Peter Mrazek or, who was the backup before that? It was like Hutchinson.
Yeah.
Or Sparks. We're kind of in the same situation where we're trusting Samsonov as Anderson. We're trusting him with the starting position. And if we have to go to our backup, which look, I've liked Wohl. He's actually been pretty good.
He has been good. He's been very good.
No, but
he just beat Tampa.
I'm not hating, but like it's, I don't think anybody's going to be comfortable with him in the net.
No, I'm not even that comfortable with Samsonov in the net.
Right, but I'm saying like that's our option.
Yeah,
is Samsonov or lose?
Yeah, and when you look at the goaltending stats over the season for these two teams, the Leafs actually look pretty good. But like we all know that that's fake because Tampa plays really bad backups a bunch of games during the regular season, and the Leafs didn't do that. They had Matt Murray. He was actually good during the games that he was able to play.
Who actually did pretty well. And I mean, this is a debate for another podcast if they lose, but I think they overplayed Samsonov.
Well, we'll see. I don't know. He got enough rest here over the last little bit that maybe he'll be fine.
That's fair.
He has had like 2 weeks off.
No, I agree. But he did like...
He played too much.
Especially when he was like, you know, like he was like, oh my, like he was doing a lot of this.
Yeah.
At that point, I'm like, just put the kid, like,
yeah, put the e-bug in that.
Put the e-bug in, not at the end of the game with 1 minute left.
No.
Do it with two periods to go. I don't care. Yeah. We don't care.
It doesn't matter.
We know who we're playing.
Yeah.
Like at that point, I was like, just can we like give him a minute? Because he looks uncomfortable.
I agree. They should have just played some random guy and saved him. But I think maybe the 2 weeks off might have helped. They did play well the last like two or three games.
They did. I do agree. And 2 weeks is plenty of time to rest up.
If you're not actually injured, which apparently he's not, right? So we'll see. He might be lying, but
well,
he said he's not injured.
Yeah.
He said he's just sore or whatever. He's not actually injured. So if he's actually just sore and not actually injured, then 2 weeks, I mean, he should be okay. I basically wrote, like, Samsonov has to be good if the Leafs are going to win. Vasilevsky has to be amazing if Tampa's going to win. Both of those things seem possible.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, Vasilevsky can steal three games. I would not put it past him.
Yeah. If he can steal two, then I think Tampa can win the series. And, like, he can totally steal two.
I know.
And this is also dependent on Samsonov being good, which he has been all year.
Look, it's I have faith in Samsonov. Like, you know how, like, in a lot of series, you're like, okay, like, this is the goal. Like,
yeah.
Vegas, Winnipeg
is the goalie series. Yes. There is, like, always a goalie series, and that's the goalie series.
That's the goalie series. This isn't the goalie series, but the goalies have they do have the ability to win the series.
Yes. Oh, like, yeah. If Samsonov is great, then Tampa has no chance.
Like, Carolina and the Islanders, Sorokin can win them a series.
Yes.
I don't see Freddie Anderson. I don't see Antti Raanta. And I don't see Peter Krejcov or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's Who, Pitar. Didn't we have someone in high school with that?
Petr Krejcov?
Yeah. It's something like that where it's like some Russian
dude. He's not going to play. It doesn't matter.
Right. But you know what I'm saying. Like
I do.
Like, Sorokin can win them a series.
Yes. Vasilevsky can win a series.
Vasilevsky, exactly. So, Samsonov just has to be good.
That's what I think, too. He just has to be good.
Just good, and we're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
If he pulls a Freddie Anderson and starts to skid in game 6 and 7, because even last year, Campbell was pretty good in game 7.
Yeah, he was okay.
And then he got
injured, and then he didn't get any shots.
But he was pretty good, man.
They didn't give up much.
That's fair, but maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like, I was pretty impressed with how
he game kept. 6 and game 7, like, honestly, the Leafs kind of just were better for pretty much the whole game and lost, which, like, I don't want to dig too deep into that. But
what are you doing to me, man? I gotta go to sleep tonight.
I know. All right. Well, I mean, look, we got to take a break here. We're both picking the Leafs.
Yes. Yes.
We're both picking the Leafs.
Well, it's interesting. Six Leafs and six, go Leafs.
And we're back. And I want to talk first. Let's get this right into this series, because this is the other series that I'm most excited about, other than the one that involves the Leafs. It's the Rangers against the Devils.
Man, it has everything.
It's perfect.
Luke Hughes, overtime winner.
Yeah.
That thing was for a rookie.
I'm not a huge Luke Hughes guy.
Are you not? Why? No. What? What
is I don't your think beef? He's that good, but yeah, that was pretty impressive.
What's your beef?
He can't play defense.
Oh.
So, like, I don't know. Like, I think he's going to be pretty good. I just don't think he's, like, think people think he's, like, going to be the best defenseman ever because he's Quinn Hughes' brother, and also he's big. But, like, I don't think he's as good as Quinn Hughes.
It's not even, like, I don't have, like, that expectation of him. Because, like, a lot of these college kids that are, like, coming in, like, even with Matthew Nyes, if we want to go to, like, there, like, a lot of people that I've talked to since were like, oh, did you, like, see the next coming of McDavid? It's like, it's a joke. Yeah. Like, we're joking because he's not as good. And it's not even close. And a lot of these college guys, I don't think, are as, like, Owen Power, when he came into the NHL, it wasn't like he played college. I guess they didn't make the playoffs, but whatever. Like, he wasn't like he went from college to, like, NHL that season. He waited a year and then went to the NHL, and now he's sick.
Yep, he is.
So, like, I think, like, even with Luke Hughes, Matthew Nyes, I'm like, wait till next year. This year is a bit of a dry run.
We'll see. I just like, I don't know. I was watching him get cooked a lot in the World Juniors, and I was like, this is not a good look if you're going to be that guy. Anyway, I don't care about Luke Hughes because he's not going to play in this series, so it doesn't matter.
You don't think he's going to play, eh?
I mean, maybe if someone gets hurt. I don't think they're going to start him.
I don't know. I think they're going to start him.
That seems like a bad idea.
I think you're right, but I think after that goal, they're going to start him. I think it's similar like McDavid and Matthews. They have a lot of influence. I think they're going to play.
I think
the Hughes is
Devils are going to actually try and win the cup. And I think because of that, they're going to be like, no.
I think Jack is going to get his brother into the game.
I don't know. But anyway, this is the best series that isn't the Leafs and the Lightning. It's perfect. They're like rivals. They're both really fun. They're both really good. Like a small young team versus an old team. Yeah. It's like the goalie versus do you have a goalie thing. It's perfect. Well, it's the old team with the power play and the goaltender, and the young team with the speed and the skill and stuff. It's gonna be great.
I know who the Rangers starter is, but is it gonna be Vanecek for New Jersey, or is it?
I don't think they've said, but it's probably gonna be Vanecek.
Okay,
I would assume Vanecek and then Blackwood as the backup. But
okay, I was just checking.
I mean, it just doesn't matter because Shawarma is so damn good.
Shawarma,
our guy,
is the best. He's one of the best.
I mean, we were early on the Shawarma train, and he's still. I mean, last year he was the best goalie in the NHL. This year he's like one of the five best goalies in the NHL. I guess I think he's now moved into that point where you're like, oh, he's one of those dudes who you can trust to be really, 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 really good.
It's him.
Yep.
It's Vasilevsky.
Yeah.
It's Hellebuck.
Yeah.
And it's Sorokin.
Yeah.
That's
it. There's four.
Allmark, I mean, doesn't count. It's his first year of like being on a good team.
Yep.
And I think his playoff experience is like one game. Not even.
You can't know. And also he wasn't very good last year.
He was with Buffalo.
Yeah, he doesn't count.
Like it doesn't count.
He doesn't count. It's those four guys.
Well, and just quickly to get to Boston, Swayman has pretty good numbers too. So
it's probably just Boston. Yeah,
I know. Honestly, I think we talked about this last episode, but yes, I think it's just Boston.
Anyway, this team is going to be great. I was going through the forward matchups in there. They're just amazing, especially the top six. The top six matchup, you have the New Jersey line. That's like their shutdown line, sort of.
Yeah.
Is Tatar, Heischer, and Dawson Mercer. And that's going to be going against Kreider, Zibanejad, and Patrick Kane. And then their like skill line is going to be going, it's Palat, Hughes, and Jesper Bratt. And that's going to be going head to head with Trocheck, Panarin, and Tarasenko. And then they have Hall, Meyer, and Boqvist. And then New York has that weird line of children who were absolutely amazing last year. Lafreniere, Hedl, and Kakko.
I hate to be this guy, and this has nothing to do with anything we're talking about right now, but Garrett Joyce said Lafreniere was going to be sick.
Yeah. Well, he also said Jack Hughes was going to be sick. So, I mean, he's batting 50%.
Fair enough. I guess he's not here to defend himself. But, I was expecting a lot more. I think there is some talent there.
Yeah.
I've liked Kakko. I've liked Hedl. Hedl's
pretty good.
Exciting to watch this season.
Yeah. And they're going head-to-head with, what, Meyer, Halla, Boqvist? Like, that's a fun little matchup, too.
Dude, Meyer on a third line.
Yeah. And then you've got like Dougie Hamilton running one power play, Adam Fox running the other power play, Lindgren and Siegenthaler and John Marino and Keandre Miller. And I forgot about Jacob Trouba.
Jacob Trouba, the fucking train. Yeah. when is their first game?
Is it tomorrow? I actually really wanted to bring this up because I think it's incredibly important. Never let anybody tell you that the NHL knows what they're doing or is good at this.
They're not. I'm just
because
looking
the
at
Devils
schedule.
And the Rangers is scheduled at exactly the same time as the Leafs and the Lightning. So you can't watch
Tuesday.
Both.
Oh my God.
You can't watch both.
Well, the Islanders and Panthers game are basically Bruins, Panthers, Hurricanes, Islanders are scheduled for the same time tomorrow.
Yeah, but I mean, like, listen, don't put the two games, the two best games at the same time.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
It
you know
seems
what the
like
NBA
it's pretty
does?
Consistent. It seems like it's pretty consistent with, that's funny you say that, but Thursday, same thing.
You know what the NBA does? They stagger all the games so you can watch all the games.
I know.
Like today they had a game at 3 and then a game at 5:30 and then a game at like 8 and then they're going to have a game at 10:30.
Well, I watched the Golden State game a little bit, Sacramento yeah. Golden State last night a little bit. And,
it was awesome.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was great.
Yeah. I can't believe that this is on at the same time, but we're not going to be able to watch it. Very irritating, but whatever.
Going back to like you do have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
Like it, there are going to be games where you're like, I can't watch, like tonight is not the night I can watch LA and Edmonton.
Yeah.
But game 5, game 6.
Yeah.
Game
you
seven.
May, yeah. And some of the series end. So then like by the time you get to game 7, there's not going to be two game 7s at the same time.
Exactly. So exactly. It's okay. But you do have to like, I think, because it's so exciting, we have to look at it like, okay, I can't watch everyone, but I'm going to pick and choose. And there might be nights where I'm switching back and forth, but it's not going to be Leafs nights. It's not, I'm not.
No, I'm, yeah, of course not. But this is what I'm talking about though, where I'm saying like the first round's just chaos because you can't keep track of everything because so much stuff's happening. Like last year, game 1 against the Leafs in Tampa, the Leafs won 5-0 and there was like a line brawl. Yeah. And could you imagine if you were watching the Devils Rangers and you were like, wait, what's happening over there? And like, I feel like the same thing's going to happen this year, but we're watching Leafs Tampa. We're going to be watching Leafs and Tampa and like stressing out and freaking out. And then we're going to check our phones like after the game's over and be like, wait, what happened?
Right,
Jack Hughes scored 7 goals.
Luke Hughes.
Wait, Chris Kreider injured both the New Jersey Devil goalies
both
in
Hughes,
one period.
Both Hughes brothers. Right. No, exactly. Exactly.
The Hughes has collided with each other like they're Blue Jays outfielders and are both out for the season.
Or like the Joseph brothers. You remember when the Joseph brothers?
Yeah.
That was a big like moment where everybody's like on Instagram and they're showing videos of the two Joseph brothers on different teams getting penalties. Which
you remember when Mark Stahl concussed Eric Stahl and he missed like 3 months?
I don't. My God.
He did.
Well, it's like what happened? It was like Wes McCauley was like officiating a Senators Panthers game and he waved out the two guys to put both of them at center ice for a and you're like, really?
Really, dude?
Is this what we're but same thing with like the Joseph penalties? I was like, one is not a penalty, one is, but you're doing this because it's like a bit.
Yeah.
It's a bit.
This is going to be so ridiculous. Like this series, so much stuff's going to happen. I don't know. It's going to like we're going to miss a lot of it, and that's going to be kind of a bummer. But
well, listen, I've watched Seinfeld way too much, and in one of the Seinfeld episodes, the Rangers and the Devils play each other. And
wait, is this what you based your prediction on? Are we doing predictions now?
Is this how you know what's funny? Prediction? Let me look what I no, because my prediction was no, I just thought it was funny that they played.
It's not
each other.
Seinfeld based.
No, it's not Seinfeld based. It's the Rangers.
You picked the Rangers?
I picked the Rangers in 7.
I
because
did too.
I thought it was gonna go high. The Devils have 0.1 more goals per game. The goals against are basically 0.1 more against for New Jersey, which is weird.
Yeah.
Jack Hughes has been a jet of the leading scores. Penalty kill is higher for New Jersey and power play is higher for New York. So
it's pretty even.
It's pretty even. So I picked 7 games.
I just picked the, I thought it was, when I looked at it, I thought this is going to go 7 because these two teams are pretty evenly matched.
Yeah.
And then I just picked the Rangers because I was like, well, if it goes 7, I mean, they won a game 7 last year, and they've won game 7s in the past. And this New Jersey team's never been to the playoffs before.
No.
So that was it. That was easy. That's how I did it. I was like, your first try at the playoffs, teams usually struggle a little bit. And the Rangers, I mean, they beat the Penguins in 7 last year.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? I can't wait for that one. It's going to be great. What series do you want to talk about next? What else is exciting you?
Okay. Well, you hated my suggestion of Seattle and Colorado.
Oh, let's do it. I could do that.
We
need a good quick one.
That's a good point, actually. Let's do a quick one. So I think Colorado's going to win, and I did pick Colorado to win in 5.
I mean, I hope so.
but it's I don't know. It's like it's not similar to Vegas, but it's the excitement of a team that has been in the league for 1 year, and they picked not the first overall pick, but they picked Shane.
Second overall pick?
No, third, fourth.
Fourth.
They were fourth.
Matty Beniers was the second overall pick.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about this past year.
Oh, you're talking about
Shane Wright.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm talking about this past year.
Yeah.
They picked fourth overall this past year. But I mean, it's everybody had such high hopes when Vegas got in the league. They were like, oh, wow, expansion teams can actually do well. Mm-hmm. Look at that. And Seattle came into the league and they're like, watch me. And they didn't.
They sucked. They were very bad. They
were very bad.
They completely botched their expansion draft in almost every conceivable way. It did a terrible job.
Terrible job. And then Seattle starts to do well.
Yeah. They made some good signings. They made a good draft pick. Matty Beniers.
The Grubauer signing was kind of bad because
that was terrible.
That was not a good idea. The Martin Jones one was great.
Yeah, it was weirdly good. A lot of stuff that they've done. Tolvanen trade that they made a few months ago was excellent.
Not trade, waiver pickup.
Still great.
Bjorkstrand,
that trade. Was a great one.
Fantastic, worked out great. The Dutch touch, Dylan Sprung, but he was part of the expansion draft, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Killing it. And form relief, Jared McCann is the leading scorer on this team.
He's amazing. He's absolutely fantastic.
So, did we make a boo-boo? Maybe.
I guess. I don't know. I think when you think about it, like the Leafs, not to make it all about the Leafs again, but the Leafs.
No, we're turning it. No.
The Leafs were fine because what they did is they made a creative series of moves that meant that they didn't have to give anything up at all for the expansion draft.
That was
genius. And the fact that like one of the guys involved in that ended up being good isn't like a screw up, really. Like that was fine.
They had in their head, they had the people they wanted on the team.
Yep.
And they pick someone up so they would be the sacrificial lamb.
And they had to pick someone good enough that Seattle would actually take him. And so that's why they got Jared McCann. It wasn't because they thought it wasn't like they were surprised. It's not like the Leafs are like, oh man, Jared McCann was good. No way. Like they picked him because he was good. That was the point. The point was that they would get him and then Seattle would want him.
If Kerfoot was better, then
they would have taken Kerfoot. Like, yeah, exactly.
I still like I remember the Marshawn Lynch part where he was like, my boy,
his boy Cali now.
We have his, great. Our boy Cali is Marshawn Lynch's boy Cali.
Yep. Also Landeskog for the entire playoffs. Hasn't played a single game this season.
No. It's similar to the Mark Stone thing. Captain goes down for the season.
Yeah.
Kucherov thing.
He's coming back.
Everybody goes, wow, what a coincidence. He'll probably come back for the end of the year. And then when it came out that he was out for the rest of the playoffs, I was like,
I think some people owe them an apology on that one.
Exactly. I was like, everybody was wrong.
He was definitely very injured.
Everybody has to come out and go, hey, we're wrong.
Yep.
Because that's hard to do, but.
Anyway, just to talk about the actual team. It's kind of fun that it's the Avalanche against their former goalie who chose to leave and then didn't win the cup with them. And then now they're playing against him and he sucks. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
it was the idea. Sorry, quickly. In terms of trades and stuff like that, that was the ideal situation for Edmonton and Nashville.
Yeah.
if they played each other, because it would be like Ekholm,
yeah,
Barry.
Yeah, it would like, be pretty good. Anyway, the Avs have Georgiev, who's better, and they even with the injuries and whatever, whatever, and the fact that Seattle's probably a little bit deeper, like their fourth line's better than Colorado's fourth line and stuff like that. Matty Beniers had an amazing year. Jordan Eberle had an amazing year. Jared McCann had an amazing year. Vince Dunn had an amazing year. Adam Larson had an amazing year. None of those guys are Nathan MacKinnon or Mikko Rantanen or Cale Makar or Devon Taves or...
Well, Makar's out.
Anybody. So they're going to lose.
Colorado's going to lose because Makar's out?
Makar's not out.
Yeah, he's out.
He's playing game one.
Oh, is he? I thought he was hurt.
He is hurt. He's playing game one. Coming back right away.
Well, if you're Colorado, you just won the cup. So you have that...
Manson is back and Makar is back for game one.
You have that confidence.
Yeah. So a little I don't know. Bit. You just have to... So you have to pick the team that won the cup and has the good players.
No, I agree.
Fun expansion team.
I don't know how we... Where were we before? Did we... Oh, we picked them. Yes, never mind. Sorry. I thought we... we strayed off course here, but you're right. It's I pick Colorado. I picked them in five. I think you're going to win.
I did too. That's weird. We have the same pick so far.
That is
three consecutive series.
It's weird. You should probably fill out your bracket because I think you're just copying my bracket. Get off the up to the minors bracket challenge and stop copying my bracket.
All right. What are we doing next?
That's up to you, because I picked the last
okay.
the
next one. All right. I want to talk about the Jets and the Golden Knights.
All right, let's do it.
All right. This is the goalie series. This is possibly the most goalie series that I can remember.
Winnipeg squeaked in.
Yes. I've actually never seen a more of a goalie series.
No, but that's what I was saying before. It's like Hellebuck is that good.
This is the ultimate goalie series. This is like an all-time goalie series.
They look at it this way. Vegas is the one seed in the Pacific.
Yes.
The Jets are the second wild cards team.
Yeah.
Their goals against are 2.813 for Winnipeg.
Yeah.
2.84 for Vegas.
Yeah.
So like the difference between the seeding is 8 spots.
Yeah.
Literally 8 spots. Points are 99 and 85. And the fact that like their goals against for Winnipeg is lower than Vegas is insane.
Yeah.
It shows how good Hellebuck has been.
Yep. Vegas is better at literally every single thing that you can possibly imagine. And they don't seem to hate each other and their coach for the second consecutive year, like Winnipeg does.
Yeah,
and just because of Connor Hellebuck, Winnipeg might win anyway. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Not just because of Connor Hellebuck. Because of Connor Hellebuck and the fact that Vegas doesn't have a goalie.
Now, can I ask a question? Is because, you know, once game like 81 and 82 start, you kind of start to lose focus.
Yep.
Is Ehlers playing or is he hurt? After that hit from Hartman.
That's a good question. I know he's injured, but I don't know if he's back.
Because that is hit from...
He did not practice, but he said he's going to play.
Okay, all right. Because it's not a game breaker, but it is a factor. He's a hot...
I mean, they need him pretty badly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They need him. It's going to be part of the series. So I saw the hit from Hartman. It was dirty.
Yeah.
The puck, again, we're pretty late to this, but the puck was nowhere near Ehlers. Hartman had the puck.
I know. He went out of his way to lay an unnecessary hit. It was weird. Also, why would you do that? You're not playing each other in the playoffs. I get it if it's you're oh, we're going to see these guys in a week. Well, so let me set the tone. It's like, it's no, you're not. So what are you doing?
It's the Tampa Leafs game.
Yeah.
A week before the playoffs start. I knew it was going to get violent, but a Winnipeg Minnesota game, maybe
this is so unnecessary.
If you both get lucky, you might meet eventually.
Yeah.
But it just doesn't it didn't make any sense.
Did I send you the video of the wild coach of Dean Evason waving Rick Bonus over to come over to the bench to fight? It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my entire life. I cannot stop laughing.
I don't think you sent it to me, but I did see it on Twitter. Yeah.
It's amazing. So fun. Anyway, I picked Vegas. I just want to throw that out there. I know that they have literally no goalie and they're starting Laurent Boissois, and they have
I picked Vegas too.
Jonathan Quick somewhere and Robin Leonard somewhere. And
no, Robin Leonard's too busy Tiger King it up.
Yeah, and then they have Logan Thompson who might come back, and what's the other guy? Aiden Hill who might come back, and I don't even know what's going on with any of this stuff. They have like 17 goalies and like 18 other teams' captains, and they're all injured all the time, all at the same time. And I'm still going to pick Vegas to win because they're good at hockey and Winnipeg isn't. And also Winnipeg, like, they seem like they hate each other and their coach. And this is the second year in a row with a different coach. So I'm just confused now. And I want them to go away.
I have Vegas in six.
Especially when I found out that Mark Stone is, in fact, going to play.
Yeah. No, no.
I also have that's six. Stop stealing my
No. You're
looking
at
Jack Eichel.
You're looking at my bracket. That's why.
What if it turns out that Jack Eichel is just awesome in the playoffs and we never got to see it?
Maybe. Awesome. How many points does he have this season? I was expecting, like, he's good, but
I don't know. I thought you were looking at it.
No. It just says leading scorer. It doesn't say stats.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. He's pretty good.
He is pretty good. But, okay. Is there anyone else that you want to talk about?
Let's do one quick one.
Give me a quick one.
The quickest one before we take a break.
Stick it in my butt.
Panthers, Bruins. I picked Bruins in four. Do we need to talk about it more?
Oh, that's interesting. Let me look at what I have. Oh, wow. I have Boston in five.
Okay.
So different. Wow.
Different.
For once. But I have Boston in five. Look.
The only question is, can Florida win a game?
That's what I'm saying is I picture Florida, not even like, it's not even like Alex Lyon will stand on his head, which is crazy that he's the starter.
I think they're going to go with Bobrovsky.
No, they're going to go with Lyon, 100%. No,
they're going to play Bobrovsky, dude.
I think you're wrong. I think game one. Too. All right. Game one, I'm telling you, is going to be Lyon.
I'm sure I could look it up.
It's going to be Lyon. It has to be.
Does it have to be, though?
Yes, because they had like the fans had signed. Like, it's going to happen.
But, okay. And, you know, fair play to the new Hamburglar.
Let me ask you this.
Simba the Lyon, the new Hamburglar. The Hamburglar 2.0, as it were. Mm. But he's bad. And I know all their goalies are bad, but he's also bad. So, like, what are we really doing here?
Just quickly, because you brought it up. Jack Eichel. How many points do you think he has this season? Don't look it up.
80.
80 points?
Yeah.
Do you want to know?
Yeah.
66.
Wow, that's not great.
Nope.
Well, maybe he'll get 66 in the playoffs and win the cup.
It's not great. Honestly, man,
That's not good. Alex Lyon is a career 904 save percentage.
Yeah, and like most of that was just now.
Yeah. And the Bruins have two of the top three goalies in the NHL, you know, Brad Marchand, Pastrnak, and Patrice Bergeron. Pastrnak scored 60 goals.
No, but that, like,
their third line is Hall, Coyle, and Pavel Zacha. They have like 18 number one defensemen.
I have them winning one game.
If they win one game, I'll be legitimately impressed.
I think they're going to will it out. I think one game is fine. I think Keith Tkachuk is going to come down there and yell at them and they'll win one.
I don't know. I'm going with the sweep. Anyway, we only have three left. So let's take a break and then we'll hammer these out quick.
All right, let me get some ice tizzle.
And we're back. And first thing I want to talk about, we got three series left. Let's go through them quick. These are the ones we save for the end. This is probably the least boring of the three. Let's talk about the Oilers versus the Kings.
Ooh, okay. That's not very boring.
This is possibly the luckiest year ever for Edmonton in how things have worked out for them.
What do you mean?
I mean that this is not only the closest they've come to putting a competent roster around McDavid, which, you know, they didn't completely get there, but it's at least not terrible. And fair. At the exact same time, the Western Conference went completely to shit, where, the best team in the West was the Colorado, and they had to lose Kadri and Landeskog and a whole bunch of people. And also at the same time, like teams like, you know, Vegas doesn't have a goalie and all of this stuff. And it's okay. Like broken to this point where like they actually have this opportunity where if they don't screw up, they might actually do something.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Tampa went to the conference finals last year.
Tampa went to the finals.
Or no, it's Edmonton. Sorry. Edmonton.
Yeah. But that was like a weird fluke because the Pacific was terrible and then they got like curb stomped by the Avalanche.
So you think it's a weird fluke that, okay. Because, I mean, that Colorado series, they seemed pretty dominant.
They destroyed them. But Colorado's worse now, and Edmonton is better than they were last year. So I don't know.
Right, but like they're okay.
Ekholm alone makes them like much better than they were last year because they have an actual good defenseman.
Yeah.
For like the first time.
They're going to have to go through Vegas, which we both agree is
harder than nothing, I guess.
It's a good team.
I mean, they don't have a goalie, which is bad, but the rest of them are good.
Yeah. And then, yeah, I could see them ending up in the conference finals again.
I could too. I could see them ending up in the finals.
I
could also see them losing to the Kings.
I have them going to the finals.
I could also see them losing to the Kings.
But the Kings, Corpus Allo's been great.
Yeah, and so is Gavrikov.
Good for them.
Yeah. They just have a good team. They have a good deep team of good players, and
yeah,
Edmonton doesn't have that. But Edmonton has Connor McDavid. So.
Oh man! Yeah.
That's why the series went 7 games last year. Because you're like, wow, LA's actually pretty good. And then you're like, wow, the Oilers have McDavid.
Edmonton has a 150-point score. It's not fair.
And the way I could see this not going well for Edmonton, here's why I think they could lose to literally anybody. And also they could beat literally anybody. Jack Campbell sucks now. And Stuart Skinner is like 11 years old, and I don't think he's that good either.
Yeah.
No, and you're right. I think that like they don't have a good defense except for Ekholm. They have Connor McDavid.
Jack Campbell sucks. It's
terrible.
Let's be honest. They signed two Leafs. Not like in the past 2 years, they've signed two Leafs. One has worked out fantastic.
Amazing.
Actually, they signed three Leafs because they signed Barry too.
Also, Cody Ceci.
Okay, whatever. But let's be honest. I mean, Barry's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Campbell's a shit show.
Yep.
Ceci is
himself.
They're using him.
He is Cody Ceci, which is not the worst player ever, I guess, but not.
But they are using him.
Yeah, he's fine.
And Hyman. And Hyman has been a beast.
Amazing. So good.
So, Campbell is definitely not the starter. He won't see any action unless Stuart Skinner shits the bed.
Might happen.
How much faith, if you're an Oilers fan, do you go with like Stuart Skinner as the one that might carry you through the next 3 rounds?
It can't be a lot, right?
It when we had Campbell as our starter last year,
yeah,
everybody was like, this could work out. This could, yeah. he had what, a 16 or what am I, I think 11 game win streak. What was the, wasn't
he there was some... he was amazing at the beginning of the year, and then he sucked really, really bad for a few months.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, I guess. And then the Oilers signed him.
Right.
That was how that went. But at the beginning of the year when he was amazing, you know, sky was the limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Last year, this Kings team took them to seven. And I think the Oilers, didn't the Oilers have to win game six too? Like, they were down 3-2.
Yeah.
And both these teams are better than they were last year. The LA is better than they were last year. Edmonton has Ekholm now and Skinner, which both of which are good. Because, you know, and I mean, you know, we made fun of them a lot for it last year, but Mike Smith was their goalie last year. Just wild. He was letting in goals from like the other end of the rink.
When did we watch him? We had like his kids there. We were at, you know,
it was a whole thing. Yeah.
It was a whole thing. Whatever. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting because I think Edmonton is the perfect team to go really deep.
Yeah.
But,
well, they're in the perfect situation. I think if they were in the East, we'd be like, well, they're not fucking doing shit. But in the West, I mean, hey, who knows?
That is a really good point.
A totally flawed, bad team with Connor McDavid could totally win the Western Conference.
Well, if we look at like Minnesota, so Minnesota had, of course, the website doesn't want to load right now. Minnesota is the third in the Central.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they don't have a ton of points in the season.
Yeah. The West is bad.
97. All right. Maybe
the West is terrible. I don't know. I picked the Oilers. I know you picked the Oilers. I picked the Oilers in six.
Dude, I picked the... We got to stop hanging out.
You picked the Oilers in six?
I have the Oilers in... Go, you have access to my bracket. It's on right. It's on the Up to the Minors bracket challenge.
Wow.
I picked the Oilers in six.
Well, there you go. Oilers in six.
It's all almost right. Guaranteed. All right, give me one more. Give me another one.
We have two more.
So, oh, give me two
one,
more.
But one Sorry. Of them we're going to do insanely fast. Because it's super boring and I don't care. This one is kind of interesting. Carolina versus the Islanders. I actually am a little bit interested in this one. Because
if you're the same as me, I'm going to jump off the bridge.
Because it just seems like a bad matchup for Carolina, who are also missing two of their two best goal scorers. Carolina are a team who are famous for controlling the puck and controlling the game and not winning as much as being that good should suggest that they should do in the playoffs. Because they struggle to score goals. And they're missing Svechnikov, who's their best goal scorer, and Pacioretty, who was probably going to be their second best goal scorer.
Fair, but they've done the whole season without Pacioretty, so I think...
But when he played, he was amazing. Like 2 weeks or whatever.
I was going to say, he played like five games. It wasn't
He scored
much.
A bunch of goals.
No, he did. He did.
He looked great. I don't know. I've seen the Islanders... fluke out wins before playing exactly this kind of game, and Matthew Barzell's coming back, and so then you kind of start thinking like, well, if the Hurricanes are going to pass the puck around and have the puck the whole time and not score that many goals, and the Islanders are famous for winning series where they never have the puck and the other team just can't seem to score, then maybe they can actually do this in spite of the fact that the Islanders suck and the Hurricanes are really good.
Yeah, no, the Islanders are the worst case scenario for the Canes.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, because as we've seen for the last 3 years, or I think it was 3 years, the Islanders are playoff fucking dogs.
Yeah.
So Carolina is good. I knew they were missing Pacioretty. I did not know they were missing Svechnikov.
He blew out his knee. Out for the year. And Barzell is coming back for game one.
Okay, so not to get too ahead of ourselves, but because we kind of want to do this quickly, but I have the Islanders in seven.
I picked the Islanders in six. Yeah.
Six, eh?
I don't know. I don't trust Carolina. Maybe I'm wrong. But like, this just seems like an upset to me.
Yes. This is the upset.
You can't pick all favorites. You have to pick a few upsets because every year there's a few upsets. This is the NHL. There's literally never been a year where all the favorites.
There is.
Someone who's supposed to win isn't going to do it. And when I looked at all the teams, I was like, that's probably the one.
I agree.
I also thought pretty hard about Winnipeg. You know, there's like a couple that I was like, maybe they could do it. You know, it's possible. Whatever. I think we both picked the Rangers over the Devils too. I don't know if that counts or not, but because that one's like 50-50.
Yes, because they're both the 2 and 3.
Yeah.
The 2 and 3 ones, you kind of get like a pass in the sense where you're like, maybe like.
This would be like a true upset.
If but
this
that happened. Would be the biggest upset, yeah.
That's and like, even when you look at their roster, you're like, yeah, this Islanders team is not good. But I don't know. That's never stopped them before.
Listen, this Islanders team has Pierre Engvall. I'm not.
They have more neck than any other team in the league.
I'm not going to say anything right now.
All right. So let's do the last one really quick. And then let's get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
It's the most boring series. The Green versus Green. The Stars versus the Wild.
Okay, hang on. Because it's for some reason, it just went away. I know I have the Dallas. I have Dallas in 7.
You picked Dallas in 7. Yeah, I picked Dallas in 6.
So Dallas seems like a good choice.
Yeah.
Even though Minnesota has more points in the year, Dallas has way more goals per game.
Yeah. I think I might have actually like thought about picking Minnesota, but then I found out Eriksson Ek is injured and not going to play. And like, there's just no way they're going to beat Dallas without their number one center.
Yeah.
I know Dallas has one amazing line, and then they're not that good after that. Like, they really are a one-line team. It's just Robertson, Hintz, and Pavelski. And then after that, they're like, okay. Well, but, like Minnesota's like a one-man team. It's just Kaprizov.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. Yeah, the defense is better. Like, Dallas's defense is better. They even have Minnesota Wild legend Ryan Suter.
That's actually
who I'm going to forget is on the Stars like 7 times this year.
Well, if like Ryan Suter gets like an overtime game 7 winning goal, if you're Minnesota, you feel like a jackass. You feel like a complete jackass.
That would be amazing. Philip Gustafson's been really good in net for Minnesota, but like, do you actually trust him more than Jake Ottinger? Like, I don't. Remember how good Jake Ottinger was in the playoffs last year? He was incredible.
No, I don't trust, but like Gustafson, as we've all seen, is his numbers are very good.
He's been fantastic. And
Ottawa might have made a boo-boo.
They definitely made a boo-boo.
Sorry, they definitely made a boo-boo.
He's great.
But, like, Florida, like, with Fleury, they also were like, hey, if one, like, there is a backup plan.
Yeah. It,
like, a lot of these teams going into the playoffs, how many of them have a goalie backup plan?
Not a lot.
Dallas doesn't.
Dallas does not.
The Leafs don't.
I mean, they kind of do.
Well, whatever. But like,
the defense of Matt Murray's okay or not.
Right. But it's not like a Fleury and like,
no, Gustav, yeah. Like, that's a great thing to have.
Like, they've set themselves up that if one starts shitting the bed and is the reason they're losing the series, like everybody expects, they can switch to Fleury.
Yep.
Yeah. So I have Dallas, but definitely in 7.
You have Dallas in 7. I have Dallas in 6. The last thing that I want to say about this, which is the last interesting thing about this series,
stick it up my butt.
The one thing that everyone's forgotten, the John Klingberg revenge series. John Klingberg is on Minnesota. I feel like everybody forgot that happened because no one cares. But John Klingberg is on Minnesota. And John Klingberg was, you know, had that whole extension thing with the Stars and was there forever. And they didn't offer him the contract. And then his career went downhill from there. It's a big moment.
Well, is that the only player that has been traded that's facing
No, no, I mean, like, Ryan Suter is facing his former team in this same series.
No, sorry. I'm just looking at, like, the rest of the teams.
There's definitely a few other ones.
That yeah, I'm sure we can find some.
We probably went past, yeah. But I don't know. I thought that was interesting because I forgot he was on that team.
Dennis Mulligan's going to play playoff games. And isn't that all that matters?
That is all that matters. All right. Well, that was a lot of hockey. Can't wait to get started.
I'm so excited.
So excited.
It might be the 7 iced teas with caffeine that I drank, but
definitely isn't. It's definitely not the 7 iced teas that you drank.
I am so fucking hyped up. I cannot wait. Tomorrow's going to be a great night to start off, and Tuesday's going to be a big test. I'm going to be Snapchatting Ramsden. We're going to be talking about it, and
can't wait.
We're going to find out what happens, but I really don't want to kill myself.
Yeah, I hope it goes well.
Right?
All right, you want to sing us out, buddy?
Yeah. It's Up to the Miners podcast. Leafs in 6.